Okay, I'm gonna do this cheeky questionnaire because I am taking a break from doing chores. And I'm bored, yeah. So, how old were you the first time you masturbated? See, the thing is, like, I don't think I really knew what I was doing. I just knew that it felt good. Probably like 12 or 13. I don't really know. Because it might not have even been like a super conscious thing. And then when it became a super conscious thing, I think, like, in my looking for porn on the internet, I stumbled across, like, the people's ideas that, like, it's, like, can make you go blind and stuff. And so I was like, oh, shit, like, this is really bad for me. But I also couldn't help doing it. Yeah. Ugh. Let's see, so this is like a pick and choose thing, let's see. What is your favorite place on your body for a guy to come? So I don't know if this is gonna like make me like seem like less hot or whatever, but actually I don't really give a fuck. So for like practical purposes, and because I'm lazy, like my favorite place would be like either down my throat or inside me. Just because like easy cleanup. We can move on to the next thing when we're done. I don't know. Other than that, like, I don't really have a preference. Just, like, not in the hair, because then I have to take a shower. Like, you can't just wipe it out of your hair. Like, it doesn't work. Yeah. Have you ever had sex somewhere public? Yes. Lots of, like, this isn't the extent of it, but, like, lots of car sex in high school. Just out of necessity. Yeah. But, and, I mean, this happened before I lost my virginity, so it, like, wasn't penetrative sex or whatever, but, is at, like, an art camp, and, like, and I was overnight for, like, 3 weeks, and we took a, we took a field trip to the zoo, and, like, I had chosen to stay over at this camp, even though, it's close to where I live, so, like, I'd been to the zoo, a lot of times for, like, field trips in regular school and all that, so it was, like, I don't know, the same animals that I've seen for my whole life, and also, I don't know, when you, like, realize that the animals don't have anywhere to go, it's not as fun to go to the zoo. So me and my friends were just kind of bored and hanging out, and we saw this cute guy in an ice cream stand, and we were hungry, and so we decided to go get ice cream and flirt with him, and then I asked for his number and gave it to me, and we set up a time for him and his friends to come meet me and my friends, and, like, we'd sneak out and meet them somewhere on the campus of the place that we were at. And hang out, and so, like, that happened once, the whole, like, group hang thing, and then, like, I snuck out a couple more times to meet him, but anyways, so, there's this big tree that overlooks, like, a football field, and there's a, it's hard to describe without, like, telling you where it is, and there's, like, a picnic bench right underneath this tree, so we were, like, going at it on the picnic bench under a tree in this, like, nice summer night, I don't know, like, in my mind, like, I know it's a memory and all that shit, but, like, I don't know, it's cool. Anyways. Let's see. Do you use a toy or your fingers to masturbate? Both, either or, all of the above. It really depends on the moment, I think. And also like what is right around me. Do you like facials? Again, I feel like there, I don't like, do any girls like like sex facials? Like, I feel like nobody really like enjoys them. I don't know. I mean, actually, I don't think I've actually ever had one. And I mean, if we were having like an all-day sex day kind of thing, and it wasn't just like, I don't know. Like, I need to take a shower afterwards, and I feel like I'd be a little nervous that it'd get in my eye and I'd like just have issues with my eyeball the whole rest of the day. I don't know. But I mean, if it was that big of a deal or like something that like he'd always like wanted to do just because he sees it in porn or whatever, like, sure, go ahead. Like jizz to your heart's desire on my face. Go right ahead, honey. I guess I don't get it. Have you ever been skinny dipping or streaking? I've been skinny dipping. I don't think I've been streaking. I don't know. No, I don't think so. Dog, what are you doing? Okay, anyways. But I have been skinny dipping, and I think the most memorable skinny dipping, even though it's memorable because I forgot lots of it, was at my friend's 21st birthday party, which she had at one of our friends' lake houses. Lake? Or, yeah, whatever. And so, like, we were all gonna sleep there and stuff, and it was a pretty huge party. And like I think I brought a bathing suit, but at some point, like when you know the sun set and it was dark, like I don't know, we all just decided to get naked. Like I don't think anything actually like happened, at least not in the water, with anybody being naked. But whatever. But so we were all in the water and naked, and another friend of ours comes out on the dock to tell us that they were gonna throw the cake away, and I was like, fuck that shit, because that cake was delicious. Like, why would they throw it away? And so I got out of the water and I couldn't find my clothes because it was dark, and I really wanted to go inside and eat some of the cake before they threw it away, and I was also a little drunk. And so I just grabbed a life vest, like the biggest one I could find, put it over me, and like ran into the kitchen. And I don't know, they moved all the chairs away from the table. I don't know, but I just grabbed a piece of cake and sat in the corner of on the floor of the kitchen and just like shoveled cake into my mouth, and apparently like everybody could see everything, which like I was completely unaware of, or maybe I just didn't give a fuck, or maybe both. But yeah, I mean, like it's not like they were complaining. I think I would remember that. Nobody told me to cover up, that's for sure. So but I got to have my cake and eat it too, or whatever, and that was lame for me to say. Anyways. Have you ever gone out in public without any underwear or bra for the purpose of having guys look at you? To that I say, has, and I mean, I guess they have. I mean, whatever, but I think you'll find more women who have gone out in public without any underwear or a bra for the purpose of her clothes looking better on her, not for the purpose of like having guys realize that she's not wearing underwear or a bra. Does that make sense? Yeah. Unfortunately, my fucking tits don't allow me to go places without a bra and have it be not obscene. Fucking little bitch tits. I wish I could wear like little bralettes, or like, I don't know, I just wish I didn't have to wear a bra all the time. It sucks. But yeah, but I've gone without underwear quite often. I'd say half of the time is because I haven't done my laundry and everything else is cleaned by my underwear, so I just don't wear underwear. And the other half of the time is because I have panty lines. And that's just not cute. And it's not because guys would notice and like find it not cute. Like, I don't think guys would care. Yeah. Yeah, when I get dressed, it really has little to nothing to do with what guys will think. It has much more to do with, like, if anybody, it's what other girls will think. But also just like how I feel. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Ever flashed anyone? Yes. And not often. I mean, it was, I mean, it happened quite a bit for like a year period sometime in college. But I think that was just because like it was really funny because it, like they just shut up and just like gape at you. Like they couldn't really process what was happening, and seeing people dumbfounded is always fun. Favorite position? I think I've answered this before, but I'm gonna answer it again. On top in a chair. My favorite hookup story. I think actually my favorite hookup story is the picking the guy up at the zoo and then sneaking out to meet him a couple times. That was pretty fun. Why didn't we fuck? Have you, would you ever do a threesome? I did like a baby threesome in college. Like it just didn't really like work. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it just kind of like didn't work out with another girl and a guy. And I used to say that I would never, I was too afraid to do like a doubles threesome or whatever with two guys and me, because I was just like, I don't know, it's just too much dick. Like, I don't know if I could handle all that dick at once. And now I could totally handle all that dick at once. Give me all of the dick. How often do you touch yourself? Too often. Do you watch porn? Yes. Until I haven't watched porn at all since I discovered GWA, though. I like it much better. I also liked, and like, currently, I guess, reading erotica. But I think I still prefer GWA to either of those things. Have you ever matched someone on Tinder or any other dating app with the sole intention of fucking them? Yes. 100% yes. Although, everybody that I've met on Tinder, I've gone on more than one date with. I mean, also fucked them, usually. There weren't that many of them. Were there? That's too long of a pause. Anyways. have you ever intentionally watched a couple making out? I think only if they couldn't see me, like if they started making out in a movie theater or something. And I was behind them. And only if, like, the movie isn't good and their technique is either really good or really bad. Like, if whatever's going on with the couple is hotter than what's going on screen, then I'll be watching the couple. And if the couple is, like, slobbering on each other and it looks painful, I'm also gonna watch that because it's like a car crash. But mostly, I intentionally watch couples who sit on the same side of the table, like say on the same side of the booth, without anybody else being there, because it's like, it's not like a unicorn, because unicorns are a good thing. It's like seeing a platypus. It's weird. It's just weird. It's fucking weird. What was your first sexual experience like? Like the first time I had sex, or the first time anything sexy happened? The first time I had sex, I had just come from I was a senior in high school, and my boyfriend was a junior, and I had a alumni interview as part of the process to get into Brown, and I was really stressed out afterward. Like, I was stressed out beforehand, and then, like, I did the thing, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go see my boyfriend now. And it happened that his parents weren't home, and he was also still in bed, so, and, like, I knew the code to his garage, so I just, like, went in, and I think I, like, threw something at him as I closed his door, and then basically kind of, like, jumped him, but, so I came prepared, like, I had a condom, because I think I knew that I was gonna do this, but he didn't realize that I had a condom, so he kept trying to, like, stall while he could, so he could get his friend to, like, buy condoms for us and, like, leave them at the house or something. But he wouldn't tell me that. He was just being really weird. yeah, so, but eventually, like, I realized, like, what the fuck he was doing and let him know that, like, I had it all taken care of. Thank you very much. And, like, the actual sex, I was... it wasn't bad. I think it was good. I think, yeah. I mean, like, obviously, like, I've now had better sex, but there were no complaints on either end. Yeah. What was your most recent sexual experience like? My most recent sexual experience was way too fucking long ago and obviously not memorable enough because I can't tell you anything about it besides that a penis was involved and my vagina was involved, and that's pretty much it. How far would you go on a first date? Oh, honey. I mean, it depends on how good the date is going, but I have and will continue to go to, like, have sex with somebody on the first date if I am horny and they have deemed themselves, like, you know, have shown themselves to be worthy, I guess. You know, like, interesting and funny and attractive and all that jazz and, like, willing to wear a condom because I don't want any funny business. Yeah. So, and, like, I mean, I don't judge you if you don't even kiss on the first date, but I hope that you also wouldn't judge me either because sex is fun, and if I like you, I'm gonna let you know. Yep. Have you ever played a naughty game? Like spin the bottle, truth or dare, strip poker, 7 minutes in heaven. I actually played none of those, which is probably one of the main reasons. Well, I mean, I've played truth or dare like a normal human, but like the rest of them I haven't played. But it's probably one of the main reasons that I didn't get any kind of first kiss till I was past 16. I have played quite a bit of Never Have I Ever, though, and I just remember playing, like, a freshman in high school and having not done anything and just, like, seeing everybody else, like, put their fingers down or, like, take drinks and shit, and just being like, I gotta lie about something. and then now, I'm generally the first one out, which always feels good. It's like, I can't even play, like, I mean, it's still fun, though. It's still very fun. Mostly because I don't give a fuck about, like, I mean, if you tell me a secret, I'll keep your secret, but I don't have very many secrets of my own. And if I do have secrets, they're more like, they're not, like, real secrets. They're more, like, gross secrets that nobody really wants to know about. Like, if I told you about it, you'd be like, I didn't want to know that. I'd be like, yeah, I know. Anyways, what accent turns you on the most? Probably British. South African's pretty hot. Australians sound rugged. But, like, why do Australians sound really hot, but New Zealanders do not? 'Cause, I don't know. Anyways. you ever had to do something while hiding the fact that you were horny slash orgasming? Yeah, just like answering phone calls from parents. Yeah. Do you swallow? Duh. I was raised correctly, I don't know. Have you ever hooked up with someone online? Yes. Do you like the taste of cum? I don't mind it. I mean, I'm not gonna go patent, like, cum-flavored ice cream, but I'm not gonna turn it down either. Yeah, there are other ones here, but I don't feel like answering them now. Maybe I'll answer them some other time. Okay, this is already probably too long. Let's see. Fuck! Yeah. Oops.